In the colorful town of Porbandar, India, a young boy named Mohandas Gandhi began his journey. He was just like any other child, filled with curiosity and dreams. His father, Karamchand Gandhi, was a wise chief minister, known for his clever mind, much like an owl in its forest. His mother, Putlibai, was a deeply religious woman, her heart as pure and kind as a gentle stream. Gandhi grew up in a home where big ideas like non-violence and respect for all living beings were as common as the stars in the night sky. Young Gandhi's life in Porbandar was like a canvas painted with the vibrant colors of his parents' values. His mother's devotion to religion was like a soothing melody, teaching Gandhi the importance of inner peace and self-discipline. His father's position as a chief minister was like a great tree, offering shade and protection to their family, but also showing Gandhi the complexities of life and leadership. This blend of spiritual depth and worldly wisdom laid the foundation for the extraordinary person Gandhi was to become. Imagine a classroom where the floor turns into a blackboard and fingers become pencils. This was Gandhi's first school in Porbandar, where he and his classmates would write letters in the dust. It was a simple beginning, like a tiny seed, but it was here that Gandhi's thirst for knowledge began to grow. Later in Rajkot, his journey through school was like sailing on a sea with both calm and stormy waters. He occasionally won prizes and scholarships, shining like a star on some days, but on the other days, he found subjects like geography as puzzling as a maze. Gandhi's school reports were a mix of sunshine and clouds. Teachers saw his potential in English, but found his handwriting like a trail through a tangled forest, hard to follow. During these formative years, Gandhi faced life's ups and downs. He lost a year of school when he married Kasturba, his partner for life's journey, at the tender age of 13. This phase was like walking on a path filled with both flowers and thorns. He was a shy boy, more at home helping his ailing father and assisting his mother than playing on the field or shining in the classroom. When Gandhi was just a teenager, his world changed. He married Kasturba, stepping together into a new chapter of life, like two streams joining to form a river. In these early years, Gandhi faced many challenges, but each time he stumbled, he made a promise to himself, never again. This vow, like a strong anchor, held him steady. He was like a young tree, bending in the wind but never breaking, learning from each mistake and growing stronger. Beneath this unassuming exterior, Gandhi harbored a burning passion for self-improvement. This inner fire was his guiding light, leading him to admire historical figures who embodied truthfulness and sacrifice. He saw in them not just ancient stories but real-life examples to follow. This period of self-reflection and commitment to personal growth was like the quiet before the dawn of his future role as a leader and as a visionary. Young Mohandas Gandhi, filled with curiosity and ambition, embarked on a life-changing journey to England, like a brave explorer venturing into unknown territories. Gandhi set his sights on studying law. His heart fluttered with the excitement of a new adventure, but challenges loomed ahead. His mother, worried about the foreign land's influences, hesitated. Gandhi, with the determination of a young lion, made a solemn vow to adhere to his cultural values, convincing her to bless his journey. With dreams in his eyes, he stepped onto the ship, embarking on a voyage that would shape his destiny. In the bustling streets of London, Gandhi discovered a book advocating vegetarianism. This was not just any book. It became a lighthouse guiding him through the fog of cultural confusion. He realized that his diet was more than a habit. It was a reflection of his deepest beliefs in non-violence and respect for life. Joining the Vegetarian Society, Gandhi found his voice. He wrote articles and engaged in debates, transforming from a timid student into a confident advocate for his beliefs. This period was the crucible, forging Gandhi's identity and strengthening his commitment to non-violence. Gandhi returned to India as a barrister, his heart swelling with hope to make his mark. However, he soon realized that reality was like a tough, unyielding rock. His attempts to establish a legal practice met with little success. His shyness was a curtain that stood between him and his ambitions. When he stood in court, his voice trembled and his mind raced. Disheartened, he found himself at crossroads. It was during this period of introspection and struggle that an opportunity emerged from South Africa, a beacon of hope in his professional darkness. Little did he know that this new path would lead him to his true calling. In South Africa, Mahatma Gandhi encountered a world that tested his spirit like a storm tests a tree. Racial discrimination was rampant, treating people of color unfairly. Gandhi, however, didn't bow down. He stood tall, unwavering, like a mountain against these injustices. It was here that the seeds of Satyagraha, a philosophy of non-violent resistance, were sown. Gandhi believed that the strongest weapon against injustice was peaceful protest, not anger or violence. He organized communities, teaching them to stand up for their rights and dignity and strength, like a peaceful army fighting a battle for truth. Gandhi returned to India, ready to challenge the British rule under his new weapon of Satyagraha. One of his most famous protests was the Salt March in 1930. Gandhi and his followers began a 240-mile journey on foot to the Arabian Sea. They protested against the British monopoly on salt, a vital part of everyday life in India. It was like a tiny bird challenging a mighty eagle. Gandhi's march attracted thousands, growing like a river fed by countless streams. Each step they took was a step towards freedom. This march was not just a protest against tax, it was a symbol of the Indian people's strength and unity in their fight for independence. Mahatma Gandhi's dream for India was more than just freedom from British rule. He envisioned a country united in its diversity, like a beautiful tapestry woven from different threads. He worked tirelessly to promote peace and understanding amongst different communities. When India faced the threat of being divided by religious conflicts, Gandhi became a bridge of compassion, connecting hearts. His fasts and peaceful protests against violence were like a calm voice in a storm, guiding people towards harmony. He believed that true independence could only come when every person, regardless of their background, stood together as one. Gandhi's visions and actions made him not just the leader of a movement, but the heart and soul of a nation striving for unity and peace.